Hey, podcasters, we have a minute 30.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're welcome.
We had a cracking show today. Samuel Johnson joined us.
He's just
a delightful human.
Andrew Gazy Gaze.
Oh, I fapped and fangirled so hard.
I had to apologise for something I did in the past.
It's okay. He's an angry man.
Didn't seem to care.
He's the nicest angry man of all time.
Isn't he the nicest angry man?
He's so nice. We took some calls on, we did the Ghost Skeptic, which we love.
Yep.
Inappropriate Gifts for Children. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe so you get it delivered and tell your mates.
Yes.
And if you're in Melbourne, get along to Harley Breen's gig tomorrow night at harleybreen.com.
Correct.
Thank you. See you guys.
It's the radio show that loves a recurring theme.
They should change the name of our show to Em and Harley Get a Haircut.
I'm more than happy to celebrate a snort laugh.
Snort.
You did a snort. I'm a snort.
And aren't afraid to reach out for help when they need it.
You. Oh, my God. What's his name from Notting Hill? Oh, my God. People are screaming at their radios. What's his name? Hugh?
Grant.
Yes.
Thanks, Brody. This is...
The Em Rusciano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
Morning, dickheads.
Yay.
Hey, you guys. It's R&B Friday all day in your ears and anywhere else you like to put it. Oh, I love today.
In your ears.
It's the biggest day of the week. So we have the most people listening. And in 1 week's time, R&B Friday Live will be having its second concert.
Massive.
Next week, it's going to be Neo and Kelly Rowland and Kaylee. They're all coming. It's so exciting. So that is a big deal. Andrew Gaze is joining us in studio
today.
That's
true.
Oh, my God. You know, sad. NBL, when it was cool in the 90s. Woo!
Do you know, I have something I need to bring up with him.
Oh, no.
I looked at him in the eyes one time when he was driving a car and I was on a push bike and I said nasty things in his face.
Oh, my God. I want to ask him if he was born grey.
Yes.
Because he's been a silver fox since he was 10.
He'll love that question.
He'll love that too. Sam Johnson also coming in. It'd be great to catch up with him.
Look, as always, the wonderful Dolly Parton just walks in at the start of our show and she's on her phone, frantically trying to find something.
Hey, hey, Harley.
Hey, Dolly.
Tell me about what you have for dinner last night. Oh.
You see, I thought this was your thing.
I
had pork chops for dinner last night.
Oh, do you like to make a nice applesauce?
I did not go with the applesauce.
Then your pork chop was naked.
I had a native spiced fig paste with it.
Oh, yeah, and what was your sad?
My sides was roast potato, roast sweet potato.
Oh, that's nice.
Cauliflower, yeah. Roasted tomato.
Oh.
That was it.
Fantastic. That sounds delicious. Well, I have just something to tell you off the top of my head that I was not frantic searching for an M's iPhone. I'm old enough and cranky enough now that if someone tried to tell me what to do, I'd tell them where to put it. I think I did that one already. Sorry, Sydney. I'll be better.
So yesterday I talked about getting a haircut. Today I'm talking about going to the shops.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried. You haven't talked about going to the shops with your kids in like 3 weeks.
There's no kids involved. Actually what happened, right, because it's something that I have realised in my life I do quite regularly.
Do you want me to guess?
Yep.
Buck authority?
It's very close to that. It's very, very, very
Don't tell me what to do. I'm Harley Breen.
No, it's the opposite. I just told someone else what to do because they needed someone to do that.
So you give unsolicited telling offs?
I wasn't telling off.
Advice.
This is what I did, right? Okay, I turned up to, it was a secondhand, one of the charity stores.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I need just some cheap furniture for storage. That's all I was like, I need to find some. I found two items. Perfect. A set of drawers and an old bookshelf. Crappy things. It's $100. There we go. And I'm loading them in at the back of this charity establishment. And then a lady and her young daughter arrived with three bags of donation clothes.
Oh, right.
And there's a sign that clearly says, don't leave bags here.
No.
Knock.
Yes. Right?
They knocked. I'm not talking to them. I'm loading. I'm trying to tie this load down into my car. And they're sort of having a chat amongst themselves. And the daughter's like, can't we just go, Mum? And she's like, no, we can't go. The daughter's like, why? And then the mum doesn't have an answer. And I was like, oh, I'll just tell you.
Oh.
Because people think it's rubbish.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
It'll encourage people dumping rubbish. And I went, you know what? Just leave it. I'll be here for a while. And they're like, oh, thanks very much.
Oh.
And then they left.
Yes.
And then I finished tying down my stuff and I left as well.
Harley, why did you take it in? What the hell? Did you forget?
No, I didn't forget. At the time, they needed someone of authority to say, it's fine, you can go. So I did that for them and then I left.
So you're the it's fine guy, even when it's not. I need you appearing so much in my life. It's fine.
Well, I do
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Don't worry about it.
I'll do it for you.
I do it when people need directions as well.
You make them up, though.
Yep.
I've seen you make them
up. Even if people don't... If I don't know where it is, I'm like, yeah, look, it's around there.
So you just have the voice.
They
and people trust you.
Yes.
You're taking advantage of the fact that you're good-looking, you're white.
Yes.
You're male.
Heterosexual.
You've got a deep voice.
And people are like, well, he must know what he's talking
about.
I have no idea.
No one trusts me. I get asked five times of things. Are you sure? Are you sure? I'm like, yeah, if I was Harley, you wouldn't be questioning me once.
And you should, because I've got no idea what's going on.
Look, there's been so much Chicken McNugget news lately that we're going to have to do a McNugget wrap-up.
Yeah. We're doing a Nuggies wrap-up.
It's Nuggies. It's Nuggies time.
I love Nuggies.
Oddity.
Do you know how I sold a schnitzel to my son the other day?
Oh, you didn't.
Because he said he wanted chicken nuggets, and the only thing on the kids' menu was a schnitzel. Yeah. I went, you know what a schnitzel is, mate? It's basically one massive nugget.
You're a massive
And so
nugget.
Then when he got it, he was just picking it up like a nugget. And I'm like, put it down and use your knife and fork. He goes, you said it was one massive nugget.
Mate.
I'm like, well, you sure showed me, idiot.
You don't use a knife and fork for a nuggy.
No, you don't.
Although one guy has. This is a problem. This is my first news story about McNuggets. There's a video of a guy in a blue suit and he's sitting at McDonald's and he's using a fork to eat his chicken nuggets. And this has sent the world and the internet into a fury. They're like, how dare you use a fork?
Why is he going to McDonald's with a knife and fork in his pocket?
Well, he asked them for one. Well,
they have them there.
They have cutlery at McDonald's.
Do they?
What? Yes.
For what?
We're not animals.
They're pretend food.
No, they've got, you know, salads and things.
I worked there for some time in the 90s. They do have their bowls
salads
and stuff.
Bowls. So you have to have cutlery and pancakes.
Oh,
and hot
cakes. That's true.
So he got himself a little fork and he's very neatly with his knife and fork eating his nuggies, chicken dicking in the sauce, and then people have just gone, no, not on my watch, dickhead. So that's that guy. But another guy that we want to celebrate is a Sydney man, actually. He just decided he wanted to low-key eat some nuggets.
Yeah, he just had some nuggets.
Back in August.
Yeah, with some mates.
He created a Facebook event.
Yes.
His name's Corey. Corey Duncan, which is a good name if you're going to eat some nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
Duncan.
Oh, yes.
Dunk him in some sweet and sour.
I see what you did.
Boom. Corey just wanted
Duncan nuggets.
A nice night out with some mates and some nuggies at the George Street version of McDonald's.
Yes.
In CBD. And he wrote on the Facebook event, probably get some sweet and sour sauce to go along with it, IDK.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably get some sauce.
He knows he's getting sweet and sour.
Yeah, of course he is. I don't like any sauce with my nuggies.
Oh, don't you?
Nah. Really?
Oh, you're a dry nuggie.
Naked nuggie.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, nah. Because the sauce takes all the flavour, all the nuggie flavour away.
Yeah, well, that's...
It just becomes about the sauce.
Yeah, it's for the better, though.
No, it's not.
Because then you don't have to taste
it with mayonnaise.
Well, he started this just little joke Facebook event, and now 10,000 people want to join him. It's very exciting. It's happening tonight at 7 o'clock.
10,000 people.
3,759 said they're attending, and 10,000 said they're... So if you're anywhere near the George Street Maccas tonight in the CBD...
Wait, 10,000 people said they're attending on a Facebook event?
3,759 said they're going.
They're going. Oh, so that means 10 people will turn up.
Oh, I hope that there's 4,000 people ordering nuggies. Can you imagine those poor 14-year-old kids working at the George Street?
Yes.
Just going...
Then the 17-year-old manager comes out. Everyone, calm down. We've run out of nuggets.
Yeah, there's no more nuggets.
Even better, McDonald's have to pre-order all the nuggets they think they're going to sell, and then no one shows up.
But then there'll be a nuggy. surplus.
Yeah.
Oh. You know who benefits from that? This guy.
No, you know who benefits from it is the staff at McDonald's who snake the nuggies.
How many nuggies are they missing the year you work?
560.
Low key.
What?
Excited. We need to do this.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
Okay. Before we address this very exciting news, can you just look at the top of your Mariah info sheet? Have you got it? Just look at the top of mine. What's written there? Is that a sackable offence? What have they written up there?
Oh, I didn't even read that bit. Mariam?
Mariam Carey. Who did this?
Mariam.
If this was Max Korsdorf and your gay card has just been removed, I don't care if it's your birthday. Max! You. How dare.
I'm really sorry. It was definitely a mistake. It is Mariah. I'm aware. I'm sorry.
Well, you are banned from Oxford Street and your birthday's been cancelled. Mariah Carey is touring Australia. Oh, my God. So many people. My phone and my inbox is going off yesterday. I'm like, God, what's happened?
She's coming here.
She's coming. Just coming. She's
when?
Coming to Australia in February.
Ooh.
You know, I'm on tour in February.
Ooh.
And I'm so excited. So, I've never seen her live. I've never seen her in the flesh, in the concert, in the flesh. And last time she came, a friend of mine went and he sent me footage from it and she was singing to herself on the screen with her back to the audience. It was amazing. So Mariah is bringing...
I love that you applaud her ridiculous unprofessionalism.
You know why? Because it stretches the limits for me. What it does is she is my forefather. Right. She is my groundbreaker. She is my Columbus. Right. So as ridiculous as Mariah gets, everything's loosened. Everyone's loosey-goosey about that behaviour because I know that's my future. So Mariah is bringing everything down under for the number ones tour. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. And she's got a Christmas tour fest that she's going to do. I think she just gets on stage and sings All I Want for Christmas is You for 2 hours.
And that's it.
I'm there for that.
Just on loop.
100%.
Yeah.
And she's coming here. Number ones tour. She's going to Australia and New Zealand.
Great.
And it's just the number ones tour. So no obscure Mariah tracks.
Oh, right. She's going to get the name now.
Yeah, she's going to be rolling out.
I thought she was doing Wheeze.
She's going to be rolling out this song.
Oh, yes.
Do this one?
Yeah.
This one? Oh. This one? Come on, Ben.
Why is that not playing?
Ah. Oh, there it is.
She'll probably be doing this one.
She'll definitely be doing some live whistling.
Yeah, there'll be whistling.
Oh, yes. What about? Oh, what about We Belong Together, Mimi?
Oh. How many number ones has Mariah Carey had?
All of them. And obviously, we're going to have this one in February. And I know. She's only had like six.
Great. Short concert.
Six Mariah.
Yeah, six number ones.
Mate, that's all she's got the energy
She'll
for.
Do a three bracket show.
It's exhausting.
Two songs a bracket.
It's very tiring, tottering around
It'll
on those
It'll go for
heels.
5.5 hours.
It'll be amazing. I just want to hear Mariah's patter.
Yeah.
I want to hear her patter, which is what it's the Celine Dion's famous for her patter. So between songs they talk, and I just want to see her just because she'll have her sweat rag and she'll be tottering around with her dancers. And I just want to know what does Mariah say between her songs. For me, that's the most exciting part, and the whistling.
Yes,
the patter and the whistling and the outfits and the boobs and
You're
the heels.
You're genuinely very excited.
I hope I can go because we are on tour at the same time. I hope that I'm gonna invite her to my show.
Yes,
I can't. I think
it should turn up.
Mine will be more ridiculous.
Her and Pink.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh,
imagine that. All three of you on stage.
The world is not ready for that. We'll bust a hole into the space-time continuum. Yeah. So, obviously, I'll be following this very closely. I had sent a capital letters text message to Jace yesterday saying, get the interview.
Oh, yes.
If I don't get to interview Mimi, there will be hell to pay.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See?
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Well, speaking of R&B Fridays Live, the best What's the Superior call today wins two tickets to go along. We're down to a week. It's going to be very exciting. Today's What's the Superior, 131060. What's a superior fake band name?
Humping the air.
Is that what you call it?
Oh, yes.
Humping the air?
I just came up with
it. Okay, I like that. 131060, if you had a band, what would you call it? If you all of a sudden were like, okay, you've been bestowed a band, what's its name? Mine would be Sexy Electric.
Sexy Electric's very good.
I like that.
Oh, I've been wanting to start a band. I've had that name in my mind for so long. Don't any of you steal it.
Too late.
Sexy Electric. Isn't that a good name?
Harley Breen's new festival show.
Don't you dare.
Registration's closed today.
No. You're not allowed to call it Sexy Electric. You don't even...
Too late.
No.
Just tweeted it.
Just bought the domain name. Sexyelectric.com.
He's bought. Boom. Trademarked it. Registered.
Oh my.
Copyright.
Copyright Emraciano's brain when she was 13.
You know, there's people who do that too. It's what? So annoying. What? They do things like that. Like, they'll hear an idea and then they'll just go and register
like
everything.
Everyone does that.
They did it when the internet was just in its fledgling stages. People went off and registered domain names for things like McDonald's and KFC.
Oh, yeah.
They did every single person on Australian Idol in my year. Some idiot went and bought all our domain names. I can't have emraciano.com.
Very smart.
Yeah. I love this. So, what are you doing?
I actually have
one.
Oh,
yeah, I knew you would.
Yes. I have one from when I was very young. I always wanted to be in band as well. Any comic worth their weight in
neediness.
That's
why I went into comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, people could watch me sing.
But it's the worst name.
And nah, I'll be great. It'll be great.
Test Tube Babies.
What? Worst name.
Worst, isn't it?
What type of music is Test Tube Babies putting out?
Have you seen Crash Test Dummies? Very much like that. Test Tube Babies was Crash Test Dummies. That's all. It was just me.
Just humming.
No musician. No instruments.
That's
just
sad
me.
Sad band.
In a corner.
Just sitting down rocking. Test your babies. 13, 10, 60, you get the gist. What would you call your band if you have them? What's a superior band name? 2 tickets to R&B Live for next week. We'll take your calls next.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
13, 10, 60, what's a superior band name? What would you call your band if you had one?
Sexy Electric already exists.
Oh.
I just Googled it.
Why did you do that? Why did you involve fact?
That doesn't mean you can't take it.
I came up with that name a long time
ago. It's not a band.
What is it?
It's called Sexy Electric Collective, which seems to be like electronica music.
That's okay. I can still call my band that.
Yeah, I
okay,
so.
Sexy Electric. Okay, that's sad. I still love it. Yours...
Oddly, no one's taken Test Tube Babies.
No.
Ali wants to call his band Test Tube Babies. That's totally weird. 13, 10, 60, what would you call your band if you had one? What's a superior name for a band? Joshua in Campbelltown, hello.
How you going, Dale?
Good, honey. Josh, what would you call your band if you had one?
Oh, I would actually call it NBI, which stands for No Batteries Included.
Yes.
Oh, you've been planning this for what instrument would you play, Joshy?
Probably the vocals.
Vocals, playing the vocals.
Yeah.
I love that, Joshy.
I like it.
Are you even a singer?
I'm sort of a rapper.
Yes.
Oh, ooh, love sort
I
of a
like rapper. NBI.
NBI. It's,
yeah.
It's like the politically correct.
Boom, the NBI crew
NWA.
Are here.
NWA.
Boom,
because you can say yeah.
Sort of
like
has
that.
The same ring to it.
It's definitely the same, Joshy. 100%.
Josh is badass.
I like that. I love Joshy. Mazzy in Rose Bay. Hey, Mazzy.
Happy Friday, guy.
Happy Mazzy. Friday. What would you call your band if you had one?
When my girls have a band, we're going to call it the Sassy Crazy Cats.
The sassy crazy cats.
Yeah, because Filipinos are good dancers and singers too. You always get into a point of think what you can dance.
Yeah, what are your girls' names? Yeah. What are your friends' names? Who would you have in your band?
I would do like my Mel, Mazzy, and Misha.
I love that.
Just and Rella, Tiny too.
Oh, they're tiny. The sassy crazy cats. I love you, Mazzy. So good. I like, we were just saying we'd like it to be called the sassy crazy, another C word would be great.
Oh, yeah, that would
be
good.
An awesome name.
Yeah.
The sassy
yeah,
C word.
Yeah, sassy C word.
That'd be great.
Just call it sassy C word.
I'm sure people would get that. Okay, Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hi.
What would you call your band if you had one?
I would call it Bitter and Twisted.
Well, that's good. I like Bitter and Twisted.
I'm a teacher.
And it would be death metal. Amazing.
It would be so good. And I play the drums, so I'd get all of my frustrations out on the drum kit.
I would pay just to see an angry lady do a drum solo on stage for 2 hours.
An angry teacher.
Well, it's just called Bitter and Twisted. She's just there smashing in the dark.
We actually would go into the music room. I am a teacher. I worked at a tough school, so at lunchtime we'd actually go into the music room together, just a few of us. and we just have a jam for that exact reason.
I can see Robin fronting in, just putting on a bit of Phil Collins something in the air tonight and just sitting there staring. I love that.
I see her playing full hard heavy metal thrash. Notes aren't important. Just volume.
Love that. Robin had that all planned out.
Yeah.
Totally. Dwayne in Liverpool. Hey, Dwayne.
How you going?
Good, honey. What would you call the band if you had one?
I call it Loaded Diaper because, you know, it always has an explosive ending.
Loaded Diaper.
I love Loaded Diaper. I reckon Loaded Diaper and Test Tube Babies would be on tour together.
Well, Sexy Electric got nothing to do with either of you. Lauren. Hey, Lauren, rounding us out on 131060. What's the superior thing you'd call your band?
Well, I'm a fertility scientist and I heard this phrase being bandied around at work. So I told my friends about it and they think it's the best band name.
Oh, wow.
So the phrase is retrograde ejaculate.
Oh, yes! Retrograde ejaculate.
That's such a good name. Man. Oh, God. What kind of music are retrograde ejaculate doing?
I don't know, but I think it'd be a bit crazy with some good synchronized dance moves, I think.
Yeah, I'd like to see a K-pop band called that. That would be fantastic.
Well, I was going to say, I reckon they dress similar to Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love that. Lauren, we can't beat that. You get two tickets to go to R&B Fridays Live.
Woo! Thank you.
You're so welcome. Today, FM and Frontier Touring presenting Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul, and many more. Good creativity, Sydney.
Yes, very good.
Very happy with that.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Ah, yeah. We'd like to welcome Michelle from The Riff. Hey, Shell.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Now, we've had a few disappointments the last few mornings. Are you feeling good? Are you feeling light? Are you feeling calm?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually. Hopefully, my fingers are crossed.
All right, good girl. Now, Harley, I'll pass Michelle over to you.
Okay. Michelle, did you speak to Jace on the phone? Because I find if you speak to Jace when you phone in and he puts you across, chances are he thinks you're not going to get it.
Well, I didn't actually, so my fingers are crossed.
There we go.
Okay,
that's
great.
Good. Your letter's B for brain.
Wonderful.
Good. Let's do it.
B, you have 30 seconds after I finish the first question.
Jace cornered me yesterday. He's like, I had to take the Alpha Bucks money out of your travel budget. We have no money.
That's really funny.
Okay.
They've got money. Anyway, your time
really
starts
don't.
After the first. They really do. They're a multi-million dollar company.
Not us.
Well, maybe not for us.
Not
That's
for
true.
Us. Yeah. We're number last.
Oh, dear. Yeah. We're not the favourites. So, anyway, you know how it goes. I'm going to start. So,
yep, good.
You're going to use an answer once, and we're going to take your first answer. Time starts after the first question. Here we go. Name a male music group.
Backstreet Boys.
An appliance brand.
Breville.
Something you wear.
Bra.
A type of grain.
Past.
A part of the body.
Bum.
A capital city.
Brisbane.
A tool.
Pass.
A female model.
Pass.
A song.
You were good.
So much promise.
You were competent.
You were really great and it all fell apart.
I know.
That's all right.
It's all right, Shelly.
My mind just went blank.
You got 500 bucks.
Oh, yay. That's awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
That's all right.
No worries. Enjoy your weekend, Michelle. That'll be back again at 8 o'clock. Jace was a little nervous.
Yeah, it was a little nervous. It was going quick. I got nervous because she only missed one. And I was like, oh, dear. Oh, which one is it? Barley is a type of grain.
Oh, yeah.
Or
brand. Yeah. Good, good. Well, you know, I like to think of myself as a parent that has her finger on the pulse.
Yes.
I'm very involved in my children's life. Am I a helicopter? Am I a tiger? Am I a lawnmower? Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Yes.
I'm all of those things and more.
A lawnmower
parent. Have I made something up?
I don't know.
Maybe.
No, there's a lawnmower. I'm sure. There's a lawnmower parent. I think they like always
take
tend
off a bit
to the grass. No. You know, like they always know what's going on in their backyard. It's neat. Yeah. The backyard's always neat.
Got it.
So I always know what's happening with my kids.
Oh, it's the next breed of helicopter parents.
Yes.
The next breed.
I'm a lawnmower with choppers. Right. I'm a lawnmower.
You're a hovering lawnmower.
I'm a lawnmower helicopter fusion with a tiger brain. Yeah. That's
triple
me.
Blades.
Yeah, yeah. Like I am, but this is how I parent, right? I'm a ghost. I'm at the school. I don't do the committees.
No.
I don't go in for things. I don't go to meetings. No. I don't do anything. I'm
but nothing. Always watching.
Always watching. And same. If you mess with my kids,
yep.
I appear and strike.
Absolutely.
Black Hawk. I'm just there and I take out everything.
But if you tell my kids off, I applaud you.
Yeah, fine, whatever. So I got this email from a casting director, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like,
you get those a bit.
Not for me. For my eldest daughter, Marcella.
Okay.
Very reputable cast. Biggest casting agency, I would say, you know, around.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed your daughter's self-test. We'd like to invite her back for a callback. She's the director's favourite. I'm like, what? Sorry. So she's put me down as a contact but hasn't told me what she's doing. Wow. Turns out her English teacher got sent this mass mail out for an audition for this big ad that's going to be coming out.
Right.
And Marcella saw the thing and just thought, oh, I'll audition. So she shot her own headshot.
Right.
She filled out the application and the bio, and you had to write, you know, why you want to make a difference in the world, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's going to Guatemala to volunteer and all this stuff she's doing. It's very impressive. She's just been named media captain. Well done, baby. And so... And so she does all this, and then they invite, and they go, oh, we love you. Would you like to come in for a test? So I rang her and I go, what's going on? She goes, oh, yeah, I did a self-test. I filmed myself on my computer. I did my own audition. I did my own headshot. She sent it in. So then I call these people. I'm like, because, you know, instantly I think this is a scam. They're going to kidnap her.
Yes, of course.
So I call them up, and they're very reputable. And they're like, she's the only kid we took from Facebook. The 100 other kids that came through were from agencies.
Wow.
So I'm like, what? And I go, yeah, she's a really talented actor. Has she really never acted before? And I'm like, yes, what? No. They're like, yeah, so this is a big job. If she gets it, it's going to pay her like $5,000.
What?
Wow.
So what you're saying to me, with all of your daughter's talents, all of her skills, she may be entering the entertainment industry.
Oh, my God. What have I done?
I'm going to tell you, mate, you failed.
I failed.
You really cocked it up.
And I have to tell you. So she went in and did the test the other day. She went in and read for the director.
Yeah.
Like, she went in and read for a director.
Yeah.
And they've called me and said she is brilliant. We can't believe we found her. We can't believe she's never acted. But the thing is, so I told my best friend, Michael Lucas, who's obviously a writer, a screenwriter. Yeah. He writes Wentworth. He wrote Offspring when it was good. Yeah. And he wrote back, I said to him, oh, my God, Chella's been living a double life as an actor. And he wrote back to me, oh, my God, I'm so happy that this is the birth of her acting career, but even happier that this is the birth of you as a stage mother, which, frankly, is overdue. Every duty needs Eliza.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chantra's Abbott gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcastone.com.au or download the app.
Halle Reid.
Yes.
I'm genuinely excited. This is so good. I mean, I grew up in the 90s and NBL was massive then, as was NBA. So you'd follow the Melbourne Tigers and you'd follow Chicago Bulls. Yep. Like, basically, they were the glamour team.
Brisbane Bullets all the way.
Wow, I don't know about that. but, you know, with Leonard Copeland, Will Leonard, Chris Anstey, and then, of course, you had the big man joining us now, Andrew Barry Gaze.
Andrew Barry
Gaze.
I'm the man with two middle names, Andrew Barry Casson Gaze.
Oh, that's right, the Casson's in there as well. But I just thought Barry's such a great name. I wish you had chosen. I wish you had your basketball name had been Barry Gaze.
Imagine. Yes. Jeez, you could have ended basketball and come in and done like a soul career.
That's
Barry Gaze.
Gaze, you're of course now the head coach of our very own Sydney Kings.
Mm. Mm.
And first game's coming up on Sunday versus the Adelaide 36ers.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Is it on
it's
Sunday?
Saturday. I hope not. It's tomorrow at 5:30 Kudos Bank Arena against the Adelaide 36ers. So well, you might be a bit lonely if you rock up on Sunday.
Do you want a job as one of my producers? Because you know it and they don't. Yeah,
well, he should.
Tickets at mbl.com.au. How are we looking this season, mate? How are we going?
Well, we feel really good about where we're at right now. We've got a bit of a different look to our team than we had last season. But I guess the biggest issue is the competition is so even. I don't know if you had a chance to see the game last night when Melbourne United took on the Adelaide 36ers, and just yes. What a cracking game it was.
It was so amazing.
It's going to be really tough. But I like our team. I like the way in which we've made some improvements in certain areas. But unfortunately, everyone's improved, so hopefully we'll get off to a flyer tomorrow and get away with it. But no, it's going to be an exciting season. I'm looking forward to it.
You're a bloody cheery bloke, Gazy.
You're bloody great, Gazy. You're bloody great.
When you're a coach on the sidelines, are you yelling nasty things
yes,
at people?
Yes, he is. Have you never seen Andrew Gaze on the court? Have you seen him argue with his dad?
No, never do that. No. No, I'm a little animated on the sidelines. In fact, last year, because I like to get into the game, and I was always a fairly emotional guy when I played. And unfortunately, last season I got so excited, I was waving my arms around and pointing and screaming. And my assistant coach gave me a bit of a tap on the shoulder, who was Leonard Copeland, who you just mentioned before, who I played with. Fair. And he said, "Mate, you've ripped your sleeve off your suit." So I'm coaching the entire second half with half my sleeve hanging off this beautiful Hugo Boss suit.
I love it.
I don't know if you're even going to remember
oh,
this,
God,
but talking
right.
about yelling insults at people, you live around the corner from me, and I was riding my push bike. This is about 5 years ago in heavy rain, and you pulled out of the side street. It was a roundabout. And I decided that you'd done the wrong thing. I screamed at you, looked at you in the eyes, and called you some pretty intense things. Now, I just want you to know you didn't do anything wrong. I didn't have to slow down. I didn't have to touch the brake. And I just wanted to apologise for
that. No, not at all. No, I'm very submissive when it comes to driving. Everyone else is correct. Just to give him a little wave.
Are you lying? No.
He did look very shocked.
No.
He looked pretty shocked.
Andrew Gaze doesn't have intense road rage. I find that very hard to believe.
No, very, very laid back. I'm a lover, not a fighter. That's the Barry coming out of me.
I was ready that day, I tell you what. I'd had a bad day and decided it was your fault.
Oh, God. Well, it is Saturday, Sydney Kings versus Adelaide 36ers. You guys have just played the Utah Jazz and it was very respectable. You only got beaten by 20-odd points.
Yes. No, it was fantastic. It was one that you never like to bask in other people's misery, but yesterday, the same Utah Jazz team, minus two of their main players, Rodney Hood and Joe Johnson, they weren't even playing for Utah. They took on a team from Israel and lost by 40-odd. So it makes our 20-point-odd loss look very even more respectable. So it was it was great for the NBL and great for our fans to see us going up against some of the best athletes in the world. And although we got a bit of a touch up in the end, 20 points is never a great scoreline, but the way we played and how competitive we was, it was I've received more adulation and more recognition and reward for a 20-point loss than ever I've ever had before. So it's fantastic.
Brilliant. Well, you delightful massive unit, Andrew Barry Gaze. Thank you for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
Look, you're a joy. Please come back and let's all get on board Sydney Kings. Let us know
Please.
How you go. You're so great, and it's just been an honour to meet you.
No, you're getting all emotional. Gee,
mbl.com.au. Get behind the Kings, and Gazy, please come back anytime.
Appreciate it, guys.
Good
thanks
on you,
a lot.
Thanks.
See you, Gazy.
Spooky music. It's crap. It's not true.
When something strange in your neighborhood, I will believe you. Go skeptic! When there's something weird and it don't look good, I will believe you. Because I'm a ghost skeptic!
With some exceptions.
Turns out you believe in just about everything.
No. Yep. I don't believe if they are dressed in ye olde timey gear. It's like, why?
Unless they're related to you, and then you do.
If you're related and they're wearing modern day clothes,
No, but I believe. You believe if they're in ye olde time gear and you're related.
Yeah, there's a few sub clauses in my beliefs. But I have to say,
I think there's always a scientific explanation.
No, for this not phenomenon. For today. 131060, give us your ghost story. Tell the ghost skeptics, one of us slightly more skeptical than the other. Sure. There are varying levels of skepticism.
I will be as gentle as I can, certainly if it's a personal story. And I welcome your stories and your experiences.
The best ghost story today will get two tickets to R&B Fridays Live next week. Kelly Rowland, Neo, Craig David. I have to say today's ghost skeptic is, I believe it, because I watched it with my own eyes in my head.
As did I.
Okay. This comes from The Mirror in Ireland, to be sure.
Yeah, The Mirror publication. I don't know if you're familiar with The Mirror, but on the third page they have a topless woman. So they certainly know about...
Are her boobs ghosts. Possessed? This was written by Cormac O'Shea.
Okay.
A CCTV camera
in... The battery. Sorry. Okay, stop.
Okay.
Get you...
Get him, Daddy. A camera installed at a secondary school appears to have caught some spooky goings on late at night. Deer Park CBS in Cork in the Republic of Ireland released footage which they reckon could show a ghost. Right, so let me show you. Some footage is at night, CCTV, and it's on two sets of lockers.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, one of the lockers starts shaking inexplicably, right?
Yep.
Then a locker door flies open and
that's
papers shoot out.
That's right.
And then the slippery when wet sign on the ground just clips onto the ground.
Yep.
I was watching it. I have to tell you, I got goosebumps all the way down the back of my neck.
Yep.
I have to say, I think that the Deer Park CBS in Cork in the Republic of Ireland is haunted.
Have you seen...
Low-key haunted.
FX with Brian Brown. Remember that film?
Yeah.
Well... Special effects people can do all sorts of things.
This is a public high school, CCTV. Yeah. Why would they bother? How can they afford it?
It's pretty cheap.
Nah,
I had a mate that taught him how to do that on YouTube.
Nah. Why would they bother?
I don't know why anyone bothers to do anything.
True. It's a ghost. We're going to put the video...
Seriously. Every morning at 4:20, I'm like, why am I getting out of bed?
Now listen,
yes.
I'm telling you, I watched this video. We're going to put it up. Kiz is going to get it up on our Instagram.
Yep.
It is true. You'll believe in a ghost when you see this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. This.
You may do.
Nah, it's haunted, but it could be an angry leprechaun.
Yes.
Definitely.
They are real. And that's not at all.
Daddy, will you catch him?
It's not at all culturally offensive.
Get him, Daddy. Get him, Daddy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So 131060. The ghost skeptics are in residence.
Yeah.
Best ghost story, to ring us up. Tell us your spooky story. Tell us your ghost story. And the best one will get to go to R&B Fridays Live next week.
I'll be respectful.
Oh, I will believe you as long as the ghost is fashionably
related.
Relevant and related to you.
Yeah.
We'll take your calls next. Ben just asked if we wanted to play the ghost skeptic intro again.
The longest one we have.
But we said, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spooky music.
It's crap. It's not true.
She does.
Well, something strange in your neighborhood. I won't believe you. Ghost skeptic! When there's something weird and it don't look good, I won't believe you because I'm a ghost skeptic!
That's bullshit.
I do. A little bit.
Yep.
No, I do a little bit.
A lot.
I'm not dead on the inside.
No, heaps.
I'll tell you what. Today, I believe, 131060, we are after your ghost stories, your spooky stories, two tickets to R&B Fridays Live to give away for our best ghost story today, because there was a high school in Ireland, to be sure.
Mm.
Get him, Daddy. And,
Daddy, will you catch him?
And, they... Geez, Sarah's piped up out there. The footage shows CCTV footage of a high school in Ireland, and it's two sets of lockers, and then there's a huge bang, and then the lockers start shaking, and then there's a flash, and then a locker door shoots out, and then the slippery when wet sign falls over.
Yeah.
And it's really spooky, and we're going to put the footage up, and I tell you, when I watched it, I became a believer.
Yeah. And it's someone's organised that.
So sad. So sad for you.
I'm not sad at all. I'm just looking and go, well, scientists will be able to tell me why that happened.
Well, I'll tell you. Cormac O'Shea from The Mirror, Ireland, really believes. She wrote this article. We wanted to know on 131060, what you guys?
Is that a woman, you think?
Cormac.
Cormac's a man's name.
I assumed that was a woman.
Well, I know a Cormac and it's a man. But that doesn't
mean it's
not a
Harley and that's a girl.
Yes, I know a Harley that's a girl as well.
Maybe
it's Cormac.
Maybe they don't identify. Maybe they're gender fluid.
Sure.
Let's go with that. Definitely gender fluid. Okay, Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, guys. Hey, Amanda. So basically, I used to be a manager at a bottle shop.
Amazing.
I don't believe it.
Already.
I believe it.
Used to do the Saturday morning shift.
Yes.
Oh, that's a sad shift, isn't it? The Saturday morning shift.
At a bottle
shop. Yeah, night out.
Yeah. Someone's coming in
to get
their
alcohol. Great.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's not good. The
you sell a lot of Stones ginger wine on Saturday morning.
Got any Kalula bar cask, doll? All right, go. Yes. Yes.
No, so, yeah, I was by myself for about the first hour before someone else came in. And I did like a walk of the shop. And there was a display of all these different champagnes. Yes. And I walked past it and there was champagne all over the floor. And I was like, okay, what's happened here? So I go to the security camera and I'm looking through. And I think it was about 12:05. There was like a white light that went across the camera. And then all the bottles just exploded.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You have a champagne-guzzling ghost. You have a middle-class, middle-aged white woman ghost.
Yeah. And then I was in the store for about another 40 minutes by myself. I was terrified.
Yes. I agree. Yeah. If it was the rosé, you'd know they were, you know, from the North Shore too. So you'd know.
It could have just been a bottle going off.
What do you think it is?
It could have just been a bottle going off. It happens to beer when you brew it. It happens to champagne. It could just explode.
Do they?
Yeah,
the champagne bottles explode on their
own
spontaneously.
Yeah, of course.
What magic is that?
Could be too much heat in that area.
Really?
Or it could have been like my mates who were robbed a bottle-o. Very funny. Yep, it was funny. Don't do it. But because they filled a wheelie bin full of grog that they were getting through a window, and then one of them mates was like, "Oh, fancy a bag of chips." One bag of chips. He had to climb in to get the bag of chips, set the alarm off, and they got caught.
Oh God! I didn't know that could happen. Okay, I'll believe you, Amanda. Tani in the Blue Mountains. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, speaking of Ireland, very good Irish name there.
Tarani. What happened to your mum?
So when she and her sister were little girls, they had a friend sleeping over and they had one of those outdoor toilets and they were terrified to go by themselves because it was dark and it was an outdoor toilet and they were scared.
Yeah.
So they all went together and they opened the door and there was this giant woman standing there looking at them, but they could see through her. And they looked up at her and she smiled and she touched my mum and my auntie both on the shoulders and they both remember feeling her hand and they obviously screamed and ran inside. But she didn't touch the other little girl and about a month later they were on a school excursion to the beach and the little girl drowned.
Oh dear Lord, that was...
That went hectic real fast. Yes.
You need to take a run up to facts like that.
So Tani, are you saying the ghost, by touching your mum and your auntie on the shoulder, gave them the protection of the afterlife? Therefore, if the afterlife came for them, they had a shield on them because of the touch on the shoulder.
Yeah, we'll go with that. That's fine.
Sure.
They got a protective afterlife shield from a ghost.
Oh, well, I'm on board.
Wow. That is a good story.
Like that's complete.
Oh, do you know how hard it is to get a protective afterlife
shield?
Oh,
mate, it's near impossible.
And those things, they're hard to get off too.
I've been trying to find one on eBay for ages.
Bet her mum's 250.
Yep.
I bet you she's still living. Can't die.
Just hovers over
the
ground.
Can't die.
Doesn't walk.
She's trying. Yeah. Janie. Hey, Janie.
Hi. I just want to say I love you both, and if my manager's listening, she's totally fangirled over you, Em. So
I'm
Mary. Good morning.
Hi, Mariam. Hi, babes. Hi. Okay, what's your story?
Yeah, so I used to work at an old venue, about 100 years old, and a couple of weeks before this happened, the gentleman had actually passed away from a heart attack on the dance floor.
That's a good way to go. You had to go.
Yeah, hopefully he was having a good time.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks afterwards, I saw the CCTV, and we can't explain it, but basically there was no one else in the venue, and there's just this floating torso, and it gives me shivers because there's no way to explain it because the two staff members that were actually on were downstairs in the manager's office.
Yes.
And, that's about it.
Was the torso dancing?
Dancing?
Absolutely.
Oh, God, it's a dancing ghost. I believe you now. I didn't believe you.
She's on board.
When you said it was floating, because it can't be the guy who was dancing who died.
Also, certain colours on CCTV get blown out because it's...
That's not true.
Different colour pants would just blow out as if
they're not
there.
Wearing pants. The guy wasn't wearing pants.
Oh, well, it's a no torso. Pants ghost.
It was a torso, mate.
Oh,
no pants.
Torso ghost.
He had a mesh singlet on, and the mesh was just going off.
Yep.
I think we have to give it to Tani because that was so hectic.
Yeah.
Tani. Tani, you're off to R&B Fridays Live next week.
Thank you so much. I really, really wanted to go, but I couldn't afford tickets.
Well, babes, you go.
You wanted to go so much, you made up a ghost story.
How dare you? Well, there was some unfortunateness in the media yesterday when our dirty laundry was aired publicly.
Yeah.
When I say our dirty, my dirty laundry. My particular staff member is out of control. Okay, my mind, in my opinion, he needs to pull his shiny, bald, stupid head in.
Okay, wait. I thought this was about you being out of control and talking inappropriately to senior members of staff.
The seniorist. The boss.
The boss.
But, this is obviously required.
This is my invention.
It's where she gets to say what she say. Her opinion is free and pretty much on the way.
This is intervention.
Please welcome... to the stand, I mean show, Jace Allen.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Hello, Jace. Welcome.
It's hard to be here on the pedestal next to Em, but and Harley, but happy to be on here.
Why isn't this an intervention on you?
No.
Why have we got an intervention on Jace?
Harley, for the fact that he was picking his teeth with money.
Yes.
No one commented on that at all.
That's it. So if you didn't hear it, yesterday
stuck in my teeth.
I apologised on air. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll know that we have stories. If you follow the stories yesterday, Harley was picking his teeth with a $20
bill. Which I'm about to do again.
And we were filming that. And in the background, I was having a fight with Jace. Because I had seen one of our staff members yawning profusely in the back of Harley telling a story. And I said, if you're going to yawn, get off camera. All right? And this is what was going on.
Sometimes I sit out here and I think
you're create a nice, sharp point like that.
I don't give a f*** if you think I'm funny or not, mate.
A very inappropriate way to talk to your boss.
Yes. Shut up, Harley.
And a very inappropriate way to talk to your co-host.
So basically, what happened is that Brody, the idiot who tried to do our Instagram stories for a while.
Lovely young man, Brody. He's a great member of the team. We love Brody.
Guy. He's a good bloke.
Shut up, boys club.
Oh, it's a boys
club. All the boys are backing each other. What a surprise.
Yeah, let's turn this into gender.
100%. I'll do whatever I have to do to win, and you know that. So he was filmed yawning profusely when you were being funny, and I just said, can he not
and
do
oddly,
that?
And oddly, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah, well, I actually care about the show and what people think, so I did. And then I said to Jason... Jason said to me, sometimes I yawn when I'm listening to you and I still think you're funny. And then I said, I don't give an F if you think I'm funny or not.
Correct.
And that was
is odd because clearly you do.
No, I don't care if Jason thinks I'm funny or not.
Oh.
I care if you do.
Oh, I think there's a lot less things you'd care about, Dale, isn't there?
All right, Dale. But, good radio technique, down. Idiot.
Sorry, I'm a bit deaf.
Anyway, it went to press. It went to Daily Telegraph, Adelaide Now, Brisbane Courier, Herald Sun, The Mercury, Geelong Advertiser, Northern Territory News. Oh, we made the NT News.
Right,
oh,
that's good. Hey. They'll have a great headline, no doubt.
Townsville Bulletin, Cairns Post, Gold Coast Bulletin, Yahoo.com. Here are some of the headlines, Harley.
Yep. Oh, God.
Right. News.com went with Em Russiano apologises after being busted giving her boss a spray. Yahoo.
Wouldn't have called what you did an apology.
Nah, I don't care.
No.
Em Russiano, argument with boss exposed. Daily Mail, I don't give an F if you think I'm funny or not, mate. Radio star Em Russiano apologises after... Sorry, what, mate?
Continue.
Sorry, what? Are you saying I'm not a star? I mean, sure, the ratings would suggest that no one gives a crap what I think or do. We are last after yesterday. Fantastic. I just don't understand. What I want to know is how did the media get wind of this story, you publicity whore?
Clearly it was a very slow news day yesterday.
Jay sent it to them. He sent them audio of the break.
Oh, I don't reckon you did.
No, I know he did. Because our PR girl ratted you out. Celeste says that you asked for that break to be sent to the media.
What? I've got the email from them asking what was going on. So we definitely didn't send it out.
You liar. You ratted me out. You Judas.
Are you just worried that I'm in the same article as you and I'm a nobody?
No, I'm not Kyle Sanderland. Thank you very much. So I just wanted to make it clear that Jason and I have a very unique relationship and we tell each other to get...
One of the comparisons was a brother and sister relationship, so the love-hate. It's more of a dysfunctional marriage.
It is. Or what I said to my husband is, because Scott was worried about it because he saw the headlines, I said, we each let each other believe the other is the boss.
Correct.
That's right. The way the relationship runs. And I think that works for all of us.
Yeah.
So I just wanted everyone to know it's all okay, it's fine. And Jace, don't leak our shit to the media again.
Likewise.
Yeah. Let's just lock it down and just do it live on air.
All right, get out of here.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Did you say no, Ashley? Oh, we've lost Ashley.
No, I'm so ready. No, okay, don't do that to me.
All right. Your letter's G for God.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If you believe in that.
Sometimes.
Go. I'm ready.
Some people do. All right.
When I see whales and when you see, what made you believe in God when you saw something magical the other day?
The Tasmanian countryside.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm when I see whales. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Ashley. G.
Yes.
G is your letter. You have 30 seconds after I start the first question. We have to take your first answer, Ashley, and you can only use it once. All right, let's get you 10 grand.
Let's go.
Here we go. Name a type of cheese.
Gouda.
A Harry Potter character.
George.
A handbag brand.
Guess.
A language.
German.
An animal.
Giraffe.
A gemstone.
Oh, pass.
A TV show.
Pass.
A Sydney suburb.
Oh my gosh, my brain's gone. Pass.
You did really well up the top.
I thought you were up and about
for
the
strong.
$500.
$500.
$500,
oh,
Ash.
That's so exciting.
Oh,
that's
good.
Wonderful. I love you guys. You guys are the best. You make my morning.
Thanks, mate.
And thanks, you.
Buddy. It's even better.
You can take Zach and Brooklyn off to the meet.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we're going on a holiday. That's movies. No. Go on a holiday.
Oh, for $500, you'll go to
a
good caravan park.
Yeah. Yeah. I will take that any day.
Good on you, Ash. Thanks,
guys. That's wonderful.
131060, when have you received an inappropriate gift, is what I'm going with as a phoner on this, because...
I thought it was an inappropriate gift for your child.
Sure.
That's the story I had.
Yeah, that's fine.
I only got told the phone and not the story.
Either have you received an inappropriate gift as a child, given one, or your child got one, because a grandmother presents her grandchild, 6 years old,
amazing,
with a children's book featuring a coke-addicted polar bear and a swearing kangaroo.
Amazing! What do you mean? What's the book called?
Pretty excellent.
What's the title?
Where is the title? Now I've got to try and find the title.
I love it when Harley's doing the things.
I did so much preparation for this.
What is the title?
You know how much preparation I did?
If animals could talk.
A woman's thoughtful gift for her little granddaughter went terribly wrong when she failed to look inside the book about animals she'd picked up for the six-year-old. Yes. Tiffany from the US took to Twitter to reveal how her mother had bought What Animals Think for the Youngster, which features creatures such as swearing kangaroos and drug-addicted polar bears.
And it was the children's book.
Yeah, we see, this is happening a bit. There's a children's book here. I believe it's written by an Australian that's Go to Sleep.
Yeah.
They look like children's books. You think they're children's books, but they're for the adult that wants to read a children's book about funny adult things.
I'm actually going to look that up, If Animals Could Talk. I want to write a book called If Mums Could... monologues could be heard out loud.
Well, there's a picture of a kangaroo looking inside its pouch.
Oh, Jesus.
And it says, where the F are my keys?
I love that. So are we going to go with 131060 inappropriate gifts your children have been given?
Sure.
We have R&B live tickets to give away to our best caller, Odette. Yep. The reason I like this, because Odette, when she was five, by one of her gunkles, gay uncles, he gave her a crossbow.
I just want to review the word gunkle for a second. Yeah. That doesn't sound at all like gay uncle. It sounds like some kind of venereal disease.
Gunkle?
Oh, I've got gunkle.
Or a foot wart.
Yeah, or a foot wart.
Well, one of the many homosexual men in her life gave her a crossbow when she was six.
That's inappropriate.
A crossbow! Like, come on! It wasn't, you know, like a ye olde time crossbow, but it was a contraption that was made of wood that shot
arrows.
That they were kind of pretend, but they were wooden. So if aimed close enough range to someone, would really do some damage.
Oh,
and this,
God.
I'm like, this is the you don't have kids. You know what else is a shit gift to give? Those books with puzzles in them. You know the books you open up and the pages are full of puzzle pieces? Yep. That's from a person who either hates you or doesn't have kids.
Well, my child was turning three and my best mate gave him a Lego set that said suitable for eight and up. Oh. And he goes, but your kid's pretty smart. And I'm like, he's not so smart he won't choke on Lego, you idiot.
But we want your examples also. 131060, inappropriate gifts given to children. Did you give one? Did your kid get one? Yep. Best caller gets tickets to R&B Live next R&B Friday Live next week. We'll do that after this. 131060, has your child received an inappropriate gift or did you give an inappropriate gift to a child after a grandmother presented her six-year-old with a book called If Animals Could Talk, which sounds...
It sounds nice.
Have you read what the sausage dog says to... To a passerby in the book?
Oh.
A sausage dog. So on one page, there's a picture of a polar bear saying, I think I have a coke problem.
Yep.
And then...
With very, very wide eyes.
Yes. And then the kangaroo, what does the kangaroo say?
Where the F are my keys.
Yep. And then a sausage dog tells a passerby that they look like a vagina. And this is a children's book that a nana picked up. And just thought, this looks great.
To give to her six-year-old.
And... That's what happened with that. My child got given a crossbow when she was a similar age. Just a casual, low-key crossbow.
I got given a Bible.
That's an inappropriate gift.
It is inappropriate.
Totally.
I don't know if you've read that book, but there's some stuff in there children shouldn't be reading about.
Yeah.
Two tickets to give away to R&B Fridays Live for our best inappropriate gift. Louise in Windsor, what happened?
Oh, my son, for his first birthday, he got his beautiful, fluffy teddy bear, pure white. And when we fully opened it, there was a pair of sex dice in with it.
A pair of sex dice?
Pardon? Yeah, like, you know, you roll the dice and it's got positions on it.
No, I don't know, Louise, but now I do. I have never heard of dice.
I've heard of sex dice. Yeah, it makes suggestions. Yeah. You roll it around, you throw it out, and you do what the dice says with your other half.
Look, mate, I'm rolling things around and throwing them out.
I love that the teddy bear. That's amazing. I mean, it was a nice teddy bear, and then the teddy bear
sex dice.
Really went downhill. I love sex dice. Stacey in Seven Hills,
humans are so weird.
Would you get 1-year-old? What was the inappropriate gift?
Okay, so anyone buys my kid a recorder and they are cut, they are dead to me.
Is that just the public service?
Me and my sister have this thing where we buy each other's kids like the most annoying gift on the face of the planet. Oh, and she's done the worst. She's done a cardinal sin and got my kids a recorder.
It
is like piercing your ears. I'd rather stab myself in the ear with a fork.
Yeah, it's what the seventh circle of hell sounds like, is what it is.
And, I love a recorder.
I mean, who can even play on the recorder? The only tunes you can play is like Three Blind Mice, and that's the same as any other.
I can play the recorder
through
my nose.
Don't they all sound the same?
I can play the recorder through my nose.
Can you?
Yeah.
Jeez, you're a multi-talented man. Nicole, hello, Nicole.
Hi, how you going?
Tell us about the inappropriate gift your child received.
Well, it was actually my grandmother bought my young cousin a T-shirt saying, save a tree, eat a beaver.
What? I don't reckon Grandma knew what that meant.
Or she did and she's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, Nana. And did your cousin wear it around?
Oh, absolutely not. They're a very strict Christian family, and let's just say my grandmother had no idea what it meant.
Save a tree, eat a beaver. It doesn't even make sense. I don't understand. How is
what?
Eating a beaver saving a tree?
I don't know.
It doesn't even make sense.
No.
I don't get it.
I think it's just a joke about eating beaver. You know, it's nothing to do with the tree.
Okay. It's funny, but now I realise it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It's not how you're helping the environment. Like,
yeah.
What's the alternative? Do people go around eating? Okay. Maggie and Elwood, hello. That just broke my brain. My brain is broken after that.
Hey, Maggie.
What's the inappropriate gift?
Well, my niece was having her 10th birthday, and her grandmother, who she's in her 70s, wanted to get her some roses, but she left the very last minute. She popped into a servo station and brought her a single flower, a single rose. And when she was opening the present, and she opened the rose and she undid the rose, it was actually a red G-string made into a rose.
It was a red G-string.
Turned into a rose.
And your 70-year-old mother didn't know. She thought it was a flower. Yeah. It was a cheap banger. Oh, it was a cheap banger.
They're selling it at the servo like a flower, but she didn't realise it was G-string.
You could buy G-strings from servos? Jeez.
You shouldn't.
No. Yeah, if you're buying your undies from a service station, no.
Just give up.
Something's gone wrong in your life. You're adulting wrong.
Yeah.
I think, Nicole, obviously, save a tree, eat a beaver. You get the two tickets to R&B Live.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You should wear that T-shirt. I think Nellie and Kelly Rowland will love that T-shirt. I think it's amazing.
I'm so going to borrow that.
Good. Excellent. Thanks, everyone, for your calls.
Oh,
are we on?
Yeah.
Whoops. Oh, no. Missed that cackle. I have. Zem and Harley on Today FM, and the cackle you are hearing comes from the head of cancer vanquishment in Australia, Samuel Johnson.
Diggity. Yo.
I love a self-title.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, I've just anointed myself it.
What a thing to do.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it officialised at the moment. I've asked seek.com.au to actually officialise the position. So that I can actually be official head of cancer vanquishment as opposed to kind of self-nominated head of cancer vanquishment.
Got a business card yet?
No, yeah, I have, but it's rude.
Sammy, thank you for being here. Now, you've just come from it. You needed a week off.
Yeah.
You've had some time away.
Everyone needs a week off, don't they?
No, yes. But you specifically, obviously we lost a beautiful Connie, your sister, and you were doing memorials and doing stuff for Love Your Sister, and I was worried about you. I saw you and you looked like you were fraying at the wind at the edges.
Oh, we did 14 days straight from her death through to her public memorial, so where you'd only get an hour's sleep here or there.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's hard if it was just a job, but this is also huge emotional.
It is also my job, though.
Sure.
It's what we call a deep run.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in any business, you do a deep run, and that was one of our deepest yet, and I came out of it a bit befuzzled.
Yes.
And I'm still a bit, I had a week off, but I kind of just slept and woke up and then was back at work.
Oh, yeah. Honey. So, you had a bath?
I did have a bath.
You had a nice bath.
Did you
light some candles?
I did. Can I be that kind of bloke? I overdid it on bath salts.
Oh,
I really overdid it, mate.
You find out where there's little nicks and cuts, don't you?
Was it Epsom salts or Radox?
Overpriced from a florist.
Like Lush or something?
Oh, no, some obscure niche brand. I'm trying to be a hipster and I just look like a
hipster. You're doing a great job.
No, you look great. You've got your...
Hey, I ain't no Harley Breen.
You got your nails done. Look at Sam's nails.
Yeah, I've got them done.
Need a little bit of S&S. So much better, Joel.
No, hey, Joel. No, S&S all the way now. Hey, once you've gone there, you never go back.
You never go back.
Seriously, I'll get 3 weeks out of these, sweetheart.
Oh, mate, what's you could S&S? Garden in those. Yeah. It's special nail powder. And you can do it lasts for 3 weeks. Doesn't chip.
And it's only got about 28 layers, which is why it's so strong.
Yeah, your hands look heavy.
They are. Yeah. It affects a lot of things, Harley.
It's like lacquering a surfboard on each nail. You've got a surfboard on each nail. It's very strong.
And it only takes about an hour and a half. The whole process, it's really cheap. The whole process is well worth it. I was sitting there just with all these ladies around me at the nail salon yesterday because I got them done
for me.
And I was thinking, geez, I got a real sense of the lengths that women go to do things.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Having said that, I'm not going to stop.
No.
You enjoyed it?
I'm
into it. And cancer card, I go to pay at the end and they're like, don't pay. Yeah, you've been through a lot lately.
Jeez.
Right.
I was like, well, how long does that last?
Wow. Yeah.
Does that last?
Can I get a voucher for the next talk?
Oh, it's dark. suck, and that's why I love you so much. You will go there, Samuel. Let's talk about your Connie Cotton socks.
Yes.
Because we need to whore that. We need everyone to go and buy them. Well, we need to keep this happening.
Everyone
for
needs
Connie.
Socks.
Yes.
Yes.
You love socks, Halloween.
Oh, I love socks. What have I got on today?
What are you wearing?
I'm seriously not just saying this. I've been wearing them nonstop since they're a good sock.
Are they?
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
but they're very overpriced.
That's good. Well, we're raising money.
They're really expensive.
Yeah, how much?
It's because they're locally made.
Yeah, but how much?
They're like $12.
Oh, that's nothing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, to me, that's ludicrous.
I'd have made them $49.95. Cancer card.
Well, I mean, the proceeds go to cancer research.
Yes,
and you can choose to pay the cost of the production of the socks themselves.
And not get the socks.
And no, you still get the socks, but that way 100% goes straight
through to
the cause.
I would do that. How much is that?
Like 84 people in every 100 people tend to pay for the production of the cost of the socks.
Of course you would. Right.
Yeah. You wouldn't think it'd be that high though, would you?
100, I would. People are inherently good, Sam.
This is a bloody honest country, isn't it?
It is a bloody honest country.
People are inherently good, I believe.
So socks is the deal today.
Good. Right. Loveyoursister.org. Get the Connie Cotton socks. Pay for the production.
Oh,
don't be tight.
There's semi-seal socks as well for the blokes.
And they're
in blue. They're not selling quite as well.
Semi-seals.
Like Connie really did the ultimate throwdown when it came to this socularity contest, didn't she?
She put
her life on the line and she's going to win it at all costs.
Oh, see,
really?
I don't even
Are there multiple different colours and different...
We're about to release some rainbow ones.
Oh.
You know why?
Because we got an email from the Prime Minister's office saying, how do we buy Connie Cotton socks? And I was like, stuff that. I'm going to make him rainbow coloured ones.
So you're good.
So we're going to have rainbow ones out really soon.
Oh, we're in. Okay, we're all going to buy a pair. Everyone listening right now.
Right now.
This is Sammy T.
She's assertive, isn't she?
But that's not all.
You got your nails done special.
Do you reckon if you went softer, we'd sell more socks?
No. You've got to cut through.
Tim Shaw didn't go soft. Man.
Oh, you... Okay.
Remember Tim
Shaw?
Well,
how does one sell a sock?
No, all right. You know, we do have the voice. You're the voice of radio. You're the voice of everything. You put on, you do you, and you sell the sock.
No, because that's a sleazy
voice. No, I love your radio voice.
No, I hate that voice.
No, like please do it. Please do it.
Today FM.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, now sell your socks in that voice.
All right, Please buy some socks at loveyoursister.org. That's my real voice.
No, do it in the sleazy
voice. No, I quit acting.
You didn't quit VOs though, I still hear you.
Yeah, I know, but that's me. Righto. All right, there's a corner. This is what it feels like.
Samuel Johnson, Heart of Gold, welcome anytime. Head of Cancer Vanquishment in Australia. Loveyoursister.org. Get yourself some socks and please come back and see us.
I will. The Emerson Radio Show. With Holly Green.